Well, good morning. Okay, now I confess I have a little bit of end-of-term voice, so I'm really hoping that the microphone is going to do the work today. It's amazing, just singing through those songs, how many of them are talking about lifting our voice to God. And it's quite ironic for me today because I'm standing there not being able to sing. But worship is so much more than just our voice, isn't it? It is about our hearts and our souls lifting God's name to praise the Lord together. I wonder whether there are some children out there who would like to come a little bit closer down to the front. I know there's not many of you today, but if you'd like to come a little bit closer, that would be really good. There's going to be some stuff coming up on the screen to be having a look at. And a little bit later, I'm going to need a little bit of help. Now, I suspect I might need some adult help for this bit as well, as there are much less of the children as there normally is, so I might need some adults to come up and help me in a little while as well. So just prepare yourself for that, please. So, I wonder how much thought you put into the clothes that you put on today. Are you one of those people who you got up this morning and you reached for the first thing that was in the cupboard or perhaps on the floor and you shoved it on and didn't really think very much about it? A few nods around. Yeah, I wonder whether you had already decided what you were going to wear. Last night, you'd already made that decision. I wonder whether you took most of the morning deciding what to wear and therefore turned up to church a little bit late. I had to think quite a lot about what I was going to wear today. Number of times I turn up to church and I'm given a microphone and I'm like, oh, where do I put the pack? I've chosen to wear a dress. Now where do I put it? Got to try and stick it in somewhere and... It's very difficult, isn't it? Having to think about everything that you've got to be sorting. Jad had a very easy job today, I think. Yeah? But our clothes are really, really important to us. Okay, they tell us about ourselves. It's one of the first things that we see in somebody else is what they are wearing, how they are presenting themselves. I've got some pictures to come up, and I wonder if you can tell me what you can tell about these people just from the clothes that they are wearing. What about this? It's not real. Oh. What do we know about this person? Yeah. He's a fireman. Next one. Yeah. This is a police lady, a police woman. Good, good. Next. Yeah. Very close. It's almost a doctor, but not quite. It's a nurse. Well done. This is a nurse. The next one we've got. Yeah, this is a mechanic or a labourer of some kind. This one, we've got a chef. Yeah, could be a businesswoman. This is a very particular kind of lady. I heard somebody say it. It's an air hostess, or as they are now, I believe, called cabin crew. So, when we're looking at these different people, the clothes that they are wearing that are telling us about themselves. So just from the clothes they're wearing, I wonder on the next picture who you would choose if you went home and you saw that there was some smoke appearing. Which one of these people would you want? Okay, one person's choosing the mechanic to help with the smoke. Maybe. Yeah? But perhaps the fire person might be a good idea. So the next one, if you've had something stolen, let's not get too political about this. If you've had something stolen, who would you go to next? Okay, the next one, if you've cut yourself, you've wounded yourself, who are you going to turn to? Probably the nurse. If you need to have a new fence built, who are we going to turn to? Possibly the labourer. If you want a really, really impressive meal, a really tasty meal, who are we going to go for? Probably the chef. If you've had a plane crash, who is the person who is trained to be dealing with that? Probably the cabin crew, maybe. It's not definite, I know. It may well be that it's a different way around, but... Clothes are a really important thing, and they tell us so much about ourselves. And as Christians, we have clothes as well. Now, this summer series, we're going to be looking at a particular passage from Ephesians that's all to do with clothes. No, seriously. And it's about how we clothe ourselves as Christians. In a little bit, we're going to hear a reading. Okay, and in there, I'm going to give you a little challenge. So Gina's going to come and read for us now. And while she is reading that, if you'd like to come up, Jean. While she's reading, I'd like you to be watching out for something. It tells us about our clothes, okay? But it doesn't specifically say clothes. So you've got to listen out for it. So what are the things that we are being told not to wear and the things that we are being told as Christians that we should be wearing? Okay, so that's your challenge as we read. Thank you, Jean.
The reading can be found on page 1175 of the Pew Bibles. It's Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 17. So I tell you this and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding, and are separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. This is the word of the Lord.
The idea of putting off our old self and putting on our new self. I'm going to need 6 helpers. So let's see. We've got some hands. Thank you. There's 1, 2, 3. Halfway there. 4, 5. Brilliant. 6. Also, if you'd like to come and stand along the front for me. Originally, I thought about getting you to actually wear stuff and take it on and off, but I thought that might be a little bit messy. So I've made some little things for you. Okay, so these are some of the things that we are told that we're not to have. These are the things we're told to put off. So we're told to put off being bitter, holding on to things, holding a grudge, if you like. Can you hold on to that one for me? Taking off bitterness. We're told to take off lying. All of those things that we say that are not true. Even the little white lies. We're told to put off being nasty. I'm constantly telling people this at school. Our society thinks that being nasty to people is quite normal. We're told that that is not something that should be happening. Can you hold that one for me? We are told to put off being a gossip. Saying things about people behind their backs. Again, something that people around us, they just think it's normal. The kids that I teach in school, they just think it's normal to talk about each other and be nasty to each other, to tell lies about each other. They just do it all the time. They also steal from each other because they think it's really funny. Don't quite get it myself, but there we go. But we're told that we shouldn't be stealing things. Thank you. And we're told that we should not be getting angry. Thank you. So if you look at these things, it doesn't make a particularly nice person, does it? How would you like to be described as somebody who is bitter and lying, a nasty person who's gossiping, Somebody who's always stealing things and getting angry. That's not a nice way to be, is it? So our passage is telling us that actually we should be taking off these things as a Christian. These are not ways of life that we should be having. So can we now take these off and turn them round and see what our passage says that we should be like as Christians? So instead of bitterness, we should be forgiving each other. Not holding on to those things, but being a forgiving person. Not lying, but speaking the truth. Not being a nasty person, but being a kind person. Saying kind words to each other. Not being a gossip, but encouraging one another. Not stealing, but working hard, and the things that we earn, sharing with other people. Not being angry, but being in control of our emotions. So you can just hold the good side up for now, and we'll come back to these in just a moment. So becoming a Christian changes a person. It changes us. We're not defined by those bad things anymore. Those things don't have a hold on us anymore if we're a Christian. God has given us these new clothes that you can now see. But so often, we keep going back to all of those old things. We take those new things and we kind of keep them in the cupboard, in the wardrobe. They're there for best occasions. Okay, I'll wear my scrappy old clothes for now. But actually, we don't need to be doing this. God has created us to be like him. And as Christians, he's given us the opportunity to actually live like him. And so we can take hold of that. We can be clothing ourselves daily in all of these wonderful things. And we do need to be clothing ourselves daily. We don't put on clothes at the beginning of the week and then keep them on all week, do we? That would be a really strange thing to be doing. So with our Christianity as well, we need to be clothing ourselves daily, going into this again and again and again, because it's so easy to think ourselves away from God. As a church, we're connected to Jesus, who is our head, and his Holy Spirit is flowing through us. And that same Spirit is the Spirit that raised Jesus to life again. That same power that rose Jesus to life is living within each of us if we are Christians. And so if we're finding it difficult to change from being an angry person to being someone who is in control of our feelings, then we have got God's Spirit behind us. It may take a while to do it, but he is in control. God's Spirit is flowing through us, and his Spirit will enable us to live this good life. So let's pray. Father God, I pray for those people today who don't know you. I pray that you will show them your power, that you will open their eyes to see the clothes that you have on offer, and that those clothes are so much better than what they have been living. I pray today for those of us who are Christians that we will be choosing to put off our old self, to put off bitterness and put on forgiveness, to put off lying and to speak the truth, to put off nastiness and be kind to others, to put off gossiping and to encourage each other, to put off stealing and to work hard and share with others, to put off anger and to be in control of our feelings and to love each other. I pray that you will help us to resist the temptations to return to those evil ways, but to strive to live in a way characterized by the new kingdom of righteousness that is our home. In Christ Jesus we pray. Amen.